It looks so cool, man.
You know what? I'm a boatman.
You're a boatman?
I'm a boatman. You know what's funny is I got like outfits for different things I do in my life. I got in my closet, you'll see I got golf clothes, I got boat shirts, and then just like regular t-shirts because I don't really dress up for anything yet. I got one outfit for weddings too.
Single button up in there, not a single suit coat in there. Ridiculous.
Hey, check that out.
What a bum. Anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter, let's get right to it.
No, and this guy. Have you seen this guy lately?
Oh, Screw Me Yellow Lobster. Yeah, worthless piece of shit.
It's not moving because I murdered it and I have it mounted in my basement.
He's dead. You had lobster for dinner the other day. I love it. Anyway, let's get right to it because I want to get to this three-day weekend. I don't feel like working much anymore. So
I'm ready.
Review, week in review, whatever it may be. Why don't we start with this? Because back this week, June 27th, was the anniversary of the first seatbelt laws in Illinois. I believe it was like 1959. And yet people nowadays, we still have to have commercials saying, hey, wear your seatbelt. And I'm not going to sit here and act all high and mighty. That's one thing I'm not good at is putting my seatbelt
on. Especially in Chicago, Illinois, the place you should be wearing the seatbelt.
Yeah.
Dude, it's the most terrifying place. I got navigation that tells me exactly what's going on, when I'm going to get there, what's happening on the road, undulation, basically. And I still, dude, I just, it's white knuckle all the way through Chicago.
It's nuts, man. It's like there's no fear of death on 94 as you're heading into Chicago. It's just insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
It really is terrifying.
Yeah. Wear your seatbelt. I know we need to. I feel like the technology should be better at this point. And I know... But right, like seatbelts really have not changed hardly at all from their early inception. You know
what's wild? We built that Jeep. It's a 1956 Willys, and putting the seatbelts in it. And as we're doing it, Dad looks over and he's like, "Hey, you know we don't have to put seatbelts in here."
Oh, it's grandfathered in.
I'm like, "What do you mean you don't have to?" I guess I never knew that until we were doing it. He's like, "Yeah, anything 25 years or older doesn't require a seatbelt because they didn't have them in the cars at the time." So, yeah, you're grandfathered in, basically.
Wait, only 25 years or older?
I thought it was 25 years.
No, I know that's the rule for classic cars, but every car that's 25 years old at this point
still had seatbelts.
Yeah. Huh. But, yeah, grandfathered in, for sure.
What is that? What is that law? So, like, if you're building something, if it's...
Maybe if you're building something that's older than 25 years.
Because 25 years ago, that's... when that law went into effect. How does that work?
No, I don't think that's how that would. So like now, I guess maybe. So 25 years ago now, what was that? That was 1997. Yeah. 1997. I guess maybe if you're rebuilding like a 1997 Corolla, since you're building it, but no, you'd have to have seatbelts because they had seatbelts in it.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
your dad was high on part cleaning fumes.
Something. All right. You're hanging around that solvent tank a little too much.
Too much. No,
cleaning out too many parts. Right.
Hell, we're fine. Anyway, but yeah, put your seatbelts on so you don't end up a wet spot on the road. That's what I always tell myself. Don't want to end up a wet spot. Don't want to do that. I mean, wet spot, I like. No, I'm not going to say it. Let's see. Also, with this week, how about this? Researchers have told us that there are mites having sex on our face, little tiny bugs. Mm-hmm. Now, these mites are good. You may say, oh, gross. But apparently they clean up oil and acne, and they're good for our skin, but they're on there.
Brock gets off just thinking about it. Look at all these mites on my face.
Yeah, jizz on my face.
Jeez, dude. God.
What mite jizz on my face? My God. But you brought it up when we talked about this, which is so true. Dude, our body is just riddled in organisms and everything. Like, if we were to truly, like, look at what's on our skin, we'd probably be like,
it's craziness, man. It's crazy. There's a lot of living things in your bed. Hey, you think your skin's bad? You should check out your bed.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You have a whole ecosystem of living things all around you at all times.
The other day, my daughter, we gave her a bottle in the middle of the night. She spilled milk all over the place. I'm like, that's probably good. We probably need to wash these sheets anyway. So yeah. Probably do that a little more often,
especially in the summer. They get a little sticky, you know?
Gross. It's not the sweat that's making it sticky either. It's that mite jizz.
Jeez. Jeez.
Let's see. And the last thing this week, as we look at a week in review, how about another history lesson for you? On the 28th, it was the anniversary of Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield.
Oh, God, dude. Hi, dude.
You went for it twice. You didn't get it the first time.
That's what's so crazy, right? Like, everyone forgets. Like, they remember when he finally bit through it. And Holyfield's like, Jesus Christ, he bit my ear.
Yeah, you're off. You could tell he was stomping his feet.
Ah, what the hell? That crazy Frenchman bit my ear off. Oh, well, I'm sure you're exaggerating. My apologies.
Yeah, twice. He went for it twice. He missed the first time.
Got the first one.
Do you think the ref should have been like, hey, like, damn, dude, he's like trying to bite this dude's ear off. Yeah, maybe we should
call it. You know,
Let me sit down for a second. We need to talk to you.
Someone get him a snack pack. He's hungry.
Just give me a snack pack.
I'm gonna eat that guy's ear. He'll give me a snack pack. But and that's one of those things. Like, looking back, I vividly remember. It's one of my like early memories of like big cultural things. Because a lot of stuff when you're younger, you don't pay attention. But I mean, dude, that was a huge deal. That was massive.
I was in my buddy's basement, and his parents got it on HBO because they had HBO.
Nice.
And we watched it. I remember it was late too. We had to stay there late because the boxing match is always at like what, 1 o'clock in the morning?
1 o'clock in the morning, Vegas time. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
But so Mike Tyson got a little hungry. High up. Had a little ear parfait, if you will.
Real meal, Holyfield.
All right. Well, with that said, I think that's good. Like, we want to get to the 3-day weekend and have some fun. So thanks, everyone, for hanging out. This has been your weekly review on the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll see you next time. Until then, don't blow off any digits, all right, during the 4th of July holiday. We'll feel bad for it.
Actually, you can shoot a firework towards that thing.
Yeah, right towards that stupid lobster, you son of a bitch.
You got that dumb thing.
You're talking about the lobster. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys next time.